Many Germans love Native Americans. A great deal of this fascination stems from the books of Karl May, published in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Many of May's films came to life on the silver screen through what Germans call Indianerfilme. In this 1966 East German film, Karl May's famous Native American hero Winnetou bravely confronts his cowboy foe in order to protect his tribe. In this film, Winnetou is the hero. This concept is different than in the Western interpretations where cowboys always triumph. Painting the Native American as a hero was even used in German politics.
In the Nazi era, there may be occasions for deliberate Nazi propaganda to attack America, saying, oh, see how the Americans killed off all the Indians and now they're complaining how we treat our Jews. And then there were other occasions to portray yourself as a small, helpless group that is overrun by huge numbers coming from the East, the Red Army.
That's Frank Uzbeck, a historian and expert on what he calls Germany's Indian enthusiasm. According to Uzbeck, Karl May's depiction of American Indians and the so-called Wild West offered Germans an escape from their own difficult realities.
The West German Karl May Filme were intent on soothing post-war anxieties and to provide a make-believe of normalcy in a simple world where good and bad are clearly defined and where West Germans wouldn't have to think about their guilt related to the Holocaust and World War II.
Indian enthusiasm endures as many Germans equate Native American values with strength, humility, spirituality, and even sustainability. In a recent New York Times documentary, Native Fantasy, Germany's Indian Heroes, Gerd Brandt is filmed inside a teepee, chanting and playing what appears to be an authentic Native American drum. A group of children surround him, watching closely.
I share with the children wisdom which had been shared with me by Native American Indians.
It is not uncommon for hundreds of Germans to gather together to witness a recreation of a Native American powwow. Those who participate are called hobbyists. Nearly 40,000 Germans pay dues to one of the more than 400 clubs that participate in these reenactments and celebrations of Native American culture. Although hobbyists portray Native American culture in a devout way, University of Oklahoma German professor Karen Schutzer explains it's not always taken positively.
The German image of Native Americans is precisely that. It is an image that comes from a completely different culture and a completely different history, and a lot of it is pure fantasy. It is not necessarily accurate and sometimes is a bit overbearing.
And Uzbeck does not disagree.
Many German hobbyists are extremely glad to explain and be in a position of authority. And let me tell you, Native guys, what your culture is actually about.
But there is no question that the devotion is present. Some Germans even incorporate Native American languages in their everyday lives, as Uzbeck relayed in this anecdote from his recent OU lecture.
One day a Lakota travels through Germany and sits in a restaurant when suddenly he picks up a conversation in the booth right behind him in Lakota. And he turns around and it's two blonde Germans. And he says, hey, what are you doing speaking Lakota? And it turns out they were hobbyists.
For KGOU's Assignment Radio, I'm Haley Thornton.